You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your gracious co-host, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. What it do?
Doing good, man.
What's happening?
Man, tournament time.
Yeah.
March Madness is officially here.
Right about that. And it is madness.
Mm-hmm.
It is madness. Ain't nobody nobody's bracket is correct. Nobody's.
Nope.
If it is, you cheated. I'm sorry. If it is,
you
cheated.
You went to the future and got
exactly
got that sports almanac.
Exactly. Back. On that Back to the Future. You cheated.
Because I'm like, are you just, yeah. So
are you completely don't watch college basketball at all? You just like threw darts at something.
Yeah.
Because there's no way.
Yeah, this one is crazy. NBA is getting it closer and closer. Had that big game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into that, you know, I'm feeling great.
Absolutely.
You know, NFL news is still popping up. Got some interesting signings and some moves.
And I'm starting to smile a little bit more on my Broncos now. After weeks of frowning, it's starting to look a little bit brighter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we got 5 minutes with Grandpa Noyce Award.
Yes, sir.
Fuck moments for y'all. Before we get into it, let y'all know if you want to get at us. Talk any sports with us, reach out, feedback, whatever, you can do so via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. We appreciate those. And you can always hit us up on the show page at blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything. I mean, anything y'all want to dish out to us, good, bad, and different, don't matter. Hit us up, and we will definitely get back at you.
All right. Changing things up a little bit before we get into the feedback. We're going to actually start with 5 minutes with Grandpa. He got something he want to say.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm kind of copying right now. I kind of got the idea a little bit from my sister-in-law. Shout out to Casey. I just want to thank y'all, man. I just want to take the time to just thank y'all, the listeners out there who just take the moments, whether it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour, the whole show, whatever the case may be, just to take the time to just check us out and listen to us. It really does mean a lot to us when you guys leave the reviews, the emails, the voicemails. It really does mean a whole lot to me. I know I'm sure it means a lot to my brother as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it really shows that there are people out there who truly do support us, do support what we're doing. And it keeps us going, and it keeps us motivated to keep doing bigger and better things for you guys. And I just definitely appreciate everybody out there. I know there's, you know, several podcasts out there who we shout out quite a bit, and I don't want you guys out there who we necessarily don't shout out all the time to think I've forgotten about you, because I haven't. There's just so many guys out there, so much content out there, so much quality out there, and just want to thank all you guys, because you guys do inspire me as well. When I listen to your shows, I could list a name of shows, but just in the name of respect, I don't want to say any shows, just to be respectful to everybody. But the list of shows and the guys who I listen to, a lot of you know who you are, and just, you know, thank you. Thank you once again, and just want to say my piece, because, you know, I know we say it, but I don't think it really resonates with people sometimes how much it really does mean to us. And we really do appreciate, you know, all the support we get from everybody, from friends, family, you know, podcasters out there. You guys, it's all family. You know what I'm saying? When it boils down to it. So definitely want to take the time to thank you guys out there. So that's it. That's all I got.
There you go, man. Well said. Yeah, I mean, you know, we would love to get as many listeners as we can, but we know it's a lot of shows out there to choose from. Like, everybody has a podcast. So, yeah. You know, those who do tune in to support to our show and any other shows on the network, you know, much love. We do appreciate what you guys do, and the feedback does mean a lot to us. So thank you once again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So I just had to get that off my chest because that was a little something I was holding in for you guys out there. But I wanted to let it be known first and foremost before we got started that I do appreciate y'all out there. All of y'all. From the U.S. to overseas, all of y'all are appreciated.
Appreciate that. So let's get into some of this feedback we got.
Yes, sir.
You know, I actually got four emails. Unfortunately, nice. I'm going to save for a little bit later.
For sure. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Don't worry about where we got them. So this was a short one. This was our guest last week, Baylor the Great.
What up, BTG? What's happening, brother?
Hope y'all got to tune in. That was a great show.
Yes, it was.
It seems like every time we get a guest on, we doing 2+ hours.
Yep.
But it's always fun.
Exactly.
So we ain't tripping. This one is short. Which player would be the most unstoppable? Westbrook with Curry's shooting ability.
Ooh.
Shaq with Hakeem's footwork ability.
Ooh.
Curry with MJ's athleticism. Mm. Kevin Durant with Karl Malone's size. Ooh. Or Anthony Davis with Shaq's strength.
Ooh. Be the most dominant.
Yeah, the most unstoppable.
Damn. You know what I'm going to go with? I was leaning towards Anthony Davis. With Shaq's size
or strength. Yeah.
But I'm going with Russell Westbrook with Steph Curry's shooting ability. If Russell Westbrook could shoot like Steph Curry, he'd be the most unstoppable player we have ever seen in the world. You see how easy it is for him to get to the rack. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine? The whole issue we have with him is the fact that he takes more shots than Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant is the more efficient shooter. But if he shot like Steph Curry,
man,
he'd average 40+ a game, guaranteed, because he would kill from three, and he'd drive to the rack and just yam on cats all day. Mm. It'd be ridiculous. That'd be the most unstoppable combination. I'm sorry.
I thought about that too, because I heard
unstoppable.
Yeah, Hoopla had Shaq with Hakeem's foot, but
Shaq had pretty good footwork. He's very agile for a dude his size.
Now, if you had Shaq with Hakeem's shooting ability, then I'd be like, oh, Hakeem the Dream can actually. If Shaq could shoot outside too,
yeah, if he could hit that 10 to 15 footer on a consistent, he'd be deadly.
Yeah,
he'd
now,
be murdered.
He'd probably be greater than Wilt.
And I also I was thinking about too the Karl Malone one. With Kevin Durant, with Karl Malone's size, because I was like, a bigger, bulkier Kevin Durant, you in a sense almost talking about a better shooting LeBron James.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Basically like a 6'10",
wingspan, 250 dude who can just stroke it from three. And, come on, man.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, I mean, Lord.
Anthony Davis with his strength? That's the only thing. If we're talking about like size or his strength per se. Because I'm real like, it was strength, Will.
Yeah, he'd be
a little more effective. I don't think he'd be unstoppable.
No, because Shaq, he'd muscle his way down to the paint, and then he'd be in the paint. You're like, okay, you better foul him. And even if you foul him,
his size, because he was 300 something pounds, and you're just like.
And just quick on his feet.
Yeah, you're like, there's no way. I got to go with Westbrook with Curry's shooting ability. Because that'd be freaking stupid.
Yeah, in this game, I mean.
That'd be stupid in this day and age.
Because you're like, you can't, even if back in the day, when everybody's talking about how Curry can play, even then, you're like, what you going to do? You going to hand check him? Blow past you.
Yeah, and the only thing with the Curry and MJ's athleticism, granted he had the athleticism, but he'd still be like the same size. So
yeah, if he could get up, but he still gets to the hole pretty
good.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He's still pretty athletic for a dude. He's still pretty good athlete. Which, number one, of course. Westbrook, Curry, damn.
Yeah, that's crazy. That one's crazy. All right, next one is from the homie Stiggity Storm.
What? What up, Storm? What's happening?
She says, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if he had no hands and missing fingers? What up, BTG? What up, fellas? Thanks what for up? The shout out. I appreciate the love and support.
Of course.
As the days pass, I get further and further from the ledge. Baby steps.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Jonathan, don't kill me, but I actually have a different viewpoint of Peyton's retirement. Here comes the PED accusations followed by retirement. I'm wondering if he's pulling a Mark McGwire and retiring before any investigations anybody starts asking questions. Just my opinion. Mm. Mm-hmm. Since we're looking for the 95 Bruins, where is Tyus Edney?
Oh, man, what?
Where is Cameron Dollar? Hell, where is Charles O'Bannon?
Oh, boy. Where's Ed at?
Baylor, where they at?
Oh, man, where they at? Jesus Cameron H. Dollar. Cameron Dollar. Damn. Take me back, people. Jesus Christ.
My favorite six men are Corliss Williamson and Robert Ori.
Yeah, I knew she loves some Corliss. Yeah. I knew she loved some Corliss.
Ori is another underrated player who never received his due.
Nope.
Yeah, he never gets his props.
And I was just saving him for later. He's part of my noise.
Okay.
I know you're going to enjoy it.
As for the quiet superstar Kawhi Leonard, quiet is an understatement. He probably doesn't even snore, and I bet his floorboards don't even creak. That's why I love him. Gets it done without all the conversation.
For real.
And can appreciate a good Wingstop coupon.
Yep. For real. I called it too. Yeah. I said he is probably the most frugal person in the world. And lo and behold, this report comes out. He's still driving a freaking Tahoe from 97. Like, it's paid off. Like, oh, see, I told you.
You don't mind paying the extra gas. Like, all right.
Getting mad over losing Wingstop coupons and stuff. Damn, I lost my coupons. Like, God. Good Lord. But yeah, respect the hell out of it. Yeah. He is a hell of a player.
For sure.
I would love to have guys like that.
Yeah. On behalf of the Miami Heat and all his fans, since I just nominated myself as spokesperson, we don't want LBJ back. We can do without the media storm. No pun intended. We have finally returned to a sense of normalcy. Dodge CB1 being out for the season, and haven't gotten to see what Joe Johnson will bring to the table. Mm. Hey, Joe Johnson,
he's been playing well.
Yeah, y'all, I've seen y'all numbers have really spiked.
That was a nice get for them.
Mm-hmm. Who cares who LBJ works out with? People have too much time on their hands. Yep. Publicity stunt? Nah. Even with the rise of these bandwagon Curry sexuals. Oh, what's that? That doesn't diminish his shine. If he wasn't LeBron James, this conversation wouldn't be taking place. No, it wouldn't be as big.
No.
As for the discussion about Curry's success in the olden days of the NBA, I agree with Jonathan, sort of. For one, you could be more physical with shooters and ball handlers alike. That includes coming off screens and aggressive on ball defense. You could trip the point guard, pants him, and elbow him in the face with no whistle.
Yep.
In the last few years, we've seen the protect the shooter movement.
Yep.
We'll be interested to see how he would adapt this game to the physicality.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 5 minutes with Grandpa. T.O., you were in your feelings, so you pulled a Kobe Bryant when he got busted for cheating.
That is.
He pulled the equivalent of jumping up and down, pointing fingers, saying, he did it too.
Yep.
Yeah, you'll get into the Hall of Fame, just not this year.
No.
Look at it this way. You'll still get in before Pete Rose.
Oof.
Go do another reality TV show. Shout out to you, Storm.
Appreciate that, Storm. Heck yeah, T.O. Come on, stop that crying. Man, he threw him under the bus.
Yeah, he did. Well, you know he got
He got a gun charge, right? Oh, you mother...
Like, dude, you know you trying to get back in, right?
You son of a bitch.
Like, T.O. still at this? You know what? Let's have him wait another
year. Yeah, for real.
Maybe he need to come in after 3 years out.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Pete Rose ain't getting in until he dead. We've already come to that conclusion.
That's funny. Yeah, let's see what I... Yeah, the Miami Heat looking great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a Kawhi Leonard fan. Get into most that.
Quietest player in NBA history. Yeah,
man, you quieter than Tim Duncan.
Christ, man. Speak.
Oh, man.
Did you see the commercial that came on during the game yesterday with Kawhi Leonard?
No.
I saw the commercial and I was like, that is the most I've ever heard that man talk in his whole career.
What
commercial was it?
It was like Nationwide Insurance or something, wasn't it?
It was something like that.
And he was just talking.
And he was talking, but he said like two sentences. It wasn't a long talk.
Yeah.
But it was like, that nigga actually talks. He actually got a commercial too. Well, dang. Lord have mercy. We making strides. Yep, baby steps. Baby steps.
Yep. Then this one is Slow Down Fellas from the other half of Hoopla Show.
Oh, snap.
The GSPN Network. Spirit G.
What up, Spirit?
Like, what up, gents? So I opened one of the apps I used to listen to the podcast and saw there's a new Brothers Lamin Sports Happy Hour episode. Cool, I'm ready. Then I see featuring the homie BTG. This is about to be good. I started listening and I'm loving it. Great sports insight blended with a little comedy and BTG hearing all his voicemails and emails while he's on the show. Awkward. I'm riding with you fellas and enjoying the show as always. Then it happens. Chris says, let's talk about the Thunder. And what ensues is a bunch of hating ass bitches trying to figure out what's wrong with my squad. LOL, y'all know it's all love.
Man.
Yeah, I was rolling when I read this.
That's funny.
Listen, guys, I'll be the first to tell you that we... Funny how when you become a fan of a squad, it becomes like them niggas know me. Yeah. Have faults. But no, Durant doesn't need to go anywhere. No, Westbrook doesn't need to go anywhere. They do not need to be separated, BTG. What are they, the best friends disrupting the class? Guys, let us not forget we are in third place in the conference that has been dominant for a few years now. Oh, how can you say in one breath, Westbrook puts up a line similar to Magic, but then says he hogs the ball too much? Under what scenario is 20 assists hogging? Oh, but then mentioned Sekou Smith bringing up all that he has the ball in his hands all the time, so he should have all the assists. Well, all point guards have the ball in their hands more than anyone, so why isn't every point guard putting up Westbrook numbers? And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Steph listed as point guard?
Yeah.
So Steph is amazing, and we've never seen anything like him. But Westbrook is a ball hog who should leave OKC. Somebody just shoot me. The same faults you mentioned they have are also the same things that have been getting them these wins. Why would you try to change Westbrook's game now? The dude is literally one of the two dudes carrying a team to the third spot in the conference. Y'all were making them sound like Storm made her team sound. Even y'all were like, dude, you made it to the third round of the playoffs to Storm. Well, I'm saying the same thing. We're in third place in the West. Not to say that they're ready to take it all, but I will say this. Golden State Warriors, the Spurs, and the Clippers don't want to see us come playoff time. And I don't want to see the Spurs and Golden State Warriors. We can take the Clippers in the series because they're always good for dumbass plays in the end. Remember the CP3? Mental breakdown against us in the playoffs two seasons ago? Of course, and you know it's going to get brought up again come playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the thing against the Warriors, too.
Yep.
But those other two, not so much. But you're talking about two guys who have literally been that good. Chris, you mentioned when Durant had the MVP season and Westbrook was out, how Durant showed what he could do. But when Durant was out last season, Westbrook put the squad on his back and damn near got us to the playoffs alone. But y'all were shitting on him like he was Kobe. Really? You don't want him with Clarkson in L.A. because he'll be a bad influence. When? When has Westbrook ever been a poison to this team like, say, DeMarcus Cousins? Mm. He's passionate. He's not a perfect player, but no one is. He never gets the prop he's deserved because he's playing with Durant. These guys are the yin and yang. I just found myself yelling at my phone. I know exactly what BTG is talking about with all that. Yes, he's my favorite player in the league. Yes, this is my squad. This is what all of us do. Chris, you will just spin the Spurs to death. Send to you, Jonathan, with the Bulls. Storm will go to blows with me over LeBron. Not Miami, just LeBron. So, yeah, I came for my squad. But if we sucked and were out of the playoffs and whatnot, I wouldn't have no defense. But that's not the case. We could use some assistance, mostly on D. Ibaka is not the surge protector or Ibaka he used to be.
Mm.
He's not getting 7 blocks all the time anymore. I wouldn't be against moving Westbrook to the 2. The ball could be moved more on offense. These are coaching things to me. We have a decent squad. Okay, so we got past that. I stopped yelling at my phone and continued to peacefully listen. Then I hear Jonathan say that Memphis should call this season a wash because, like his Bulls, they are dealing with injuries. What? Dude, they are 5th in the West as of the time I write this. And the playoffs don't start for another month. Don't be so quick to give up on the young Jay.
Mm.
With all this talk about Golden State and San Antonio, if I'm the bottom four teams in the West, I wouldn't quit anything. Make every team earn it. Even if they don't stand a shot in hell at winning, professional sports is about competing.
Yeah.
These days of yesteryear were competitive. Jesus, I sound like an old fart. The teams just didn't quit because they have injuries or what have you. You fight until the very last game, even if it's game seven or the first round.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I have said woo-sah, and I'm good. I've gotten that off my chest. Y'all know it's all love, you brothers in BTG. As I've said countless times in the past, it's not the first time you won't agree, and it sure as hell won't be the last. Love the show as always, and I appreciate the platform of voicemails and emails where people can express their thoughts, even if they disagree with you. The Hoopla and Brothers Lame and Siblings, along with BTG, need to get together in L.A. during the first round of the playoffs, where all of our squads will be playing. Oh, my bad, BTG. You know what? You can bring the food. LOL. Later, y'all. Spirit G, half of Hoopla, GSPN.
Appreciate it, Spirit.
Yeah, man.
As far as Westbrook, I ain't hating on Westbrook. My only issue is, just like you said, more ball movement. If there was just more ball movement, I wouldn't have such a problem with Westbrook. But it just seems like it don't go nowhere. Yeah. If it goes anywhere, it goes right to Kevin Durant. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, look, my preference is that they stay together. I hope they stay together.
Same here.
But yeah, I will agree. A lot of the stuff that the small adjustments that need to happen do really need to happen from a coach. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
There has to be some adjustment. I mean, I don't want them to change their games up all the way. But, maybe a little adjustment may be necessary to get over the hump. I would like to see them off the ball more. Yeah, it's really just ball movement, getting guys involved.
That's it. It's just ball movement. Just move the ball.
Because it's like, look, these two guys, of course, your studs are going to carry the load and are probably going to have to take up all the shots and the big makes. But you just want them to get other guys involved so that come down to the end, it's easier. You've already got your other players in rhythm. That way they feel comfortable. So when you make a pass or you give it up, you're confident that they're going to hit the shot.
Yeah.
And we know guys will play harder if they feel more involved.
Yeah.
Because they will. Hey, if players stand around for Kobe Bryant, with Westbrook getting Durant, they'll just wait and watch.
Yep.
We know the one-on-one can win, but it's tough. So, for all these teams, I'm with you on that. I want to see teams compete.
Yes,
regardless.
I agree.
I just said it because
there's so much hoopla, no pun intended, about Golden State just automatically taking it, and it's
This is why we say it's hard with tanking, because they're like, the teams and the GMs may set it up, but if I'm a player, I'm here to play.
Yeah,
tanking don't help; it just makes you look bad. Yeah, man, appreciate it. Yo, it's going to be about – yes, I do not – I've already said it last time. Say it again. Y'all drop down to fourth so we can play the Clippers in the second round. I don't feel like playing y'all again. I'm tired of playing y'all.
Mm.
Every time we play y'all, it's 6 or 7 games, and it's hard. It's tough, and I would rather not go through – have to deal
I'd
with –
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I don't want to go deal with Westbrook, and then after that – oh, and here comes Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Oh, yeah. Great. Don't want it.
That's funny.
And then one more before we get into our NBA talk.
All right.
It's another one from the homie Baylor.
All right, Baylor.
Playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't fully read all this one. After seeing how that Golden State-San Antonio matchup ended Saturday night, I still have the Spurs as the favorite to win it, but it's going to be extremely close.
Mm.
Golden State won't lay down for nobody, and it's clear that San Antonio must fire on all cylinders. Probably will only be allowed a turnover half per game. Like I said on Twitter, Danny Green and David West are the key factors in that matchup. Of course, Patty Mills and Jonathan Simmons, as well as the guard play. But that depth at the four spot is crucial, and Danny Green needs to catch fire early.
Mm.
They can get Draymond frustrated early and limit at least one of the light-skinned butter cookies. Oh, man. Butter cookie.
Baylor, you are great, dude. Butter cookie, son of a bitch.
He could be looking the Spurs and whatever the East produces over there. Matter of fact, OG call. Cancel the East out and just have the West compete for the title.
Oh, come on, dude.
No diss to the East, but nah, that was a diss. P.S. It's getting close, fellas. Do you think with these last games ahead and the record being on the line that Golden State opponents will play extra hard just to prevent the change in history? Oh, and I had 7 brackets before the tourney started, all of them with shark shit before niggas could before niggas could stretch. Yeah, everybody brackets.
Everybody's bracket is done. I think they said they had, what, like 11 million on ESPN bracket thing, and I think after, like, the first one, it was down to, like, 3.
Man, after that first round,
it was down to, like, 3.
Yeah, after that first round, it was like, okay.
Oh, boy.
Your question about the league for Golden State, yeah, if I'm a player, if I'm one of them teams, yeah, I'm going to try hard to beat
them. To mess them up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they're the defending champs. They're the best team in the league, so they've already got a target. But definitely,
if nothing else, that's the one thing we can use, mm-hmm. kind of as like some kind of motivation. Besides the fact they're the best team in the league,
mm-hmm.
that's the other thing. It's like, all right, let's screw them up trying to get this record. I mean, it's like it'd be like a dude in football trying to get the damn touchdown record. Them dudes is like, we ain't allowing no touchdown passes today. Pick off anything.
Yeah. You're not breaking your record.
Not on us. We ain't gonna be that team you see in the highlights every freaking. Because you know, if they break that record, whatever team they do it against, mm-hmm. you sealed in history as that team.
Yep.
So, I'm sure, yeah. Honestly, they have, what, 13 games left?
Yep.
I think they're going to break it. And it pains me as much as I'm a Bulls fan to fucking say that, but I think they're going to break that record. I never thought in my freaking lifetime I would see that record broken, but I truly think – I think they're going to break it by one game. I think they're going to go – I think they're going to be 73-9.
Let me see if I can see who they got left. Now, they've lost 7 games. In order to break it, they can't lose more than 2. I think one of them losses is going to come to San Antonio. I don't know where. I've always thought that they would split the series, and I thought they would each win one on each other home court. So we'll see how that goes. But they got Minnesota.
That's a win.
Clippers.
Probably a win.
Dallas.
Probably a win.
Philadelphia.
W.
Washington.
W.
Utah.
W.
And then they got Boston. Portland. Minnesota again.
W.
God, they play. Ooh, and then they last 4 games, they played San Antonio and Memphis twice.
Ooh.
They're at home versus San Antonio, then at Memphis, at San Antonio, that and then is, at home versus Memphis.
Damn, that is tough. Ooh, I might have to change. I might have to change that one. I don't know.
I think one of them they're going to lose to San Antonio. As far as who else could beat them,
I'm going to stick to it. I think they're going to break it. I think they're going to break the damn record.
Yeah, because only other team I would say, Boston could give them trouble.
That's why I hesitated Boston. When you said Boston. I was like, ooh.
Portland, I don't
think maybe, I have enough. Maybe. Because they already beat them once.
Mm-hmm.
My boy D. Lillard went nutty.
The versus Washington at Utah is a back-to-back game. So
that's a W.
Yeah. Utah plays tough, though. Well, Utah, I could see. I think with the Clippers, they just.
I could see Steve Kerr wanting them. I could see Steve Kerr not wanting them to break the record. So I could truly see him like, I hope we don't break the record so I can hurry up and rest these dudes.
Yeah.
Because the minute, I kid you not, the minute it gets to, if they lose like what, their 10th or 11th game, he's going to be like, all right, all y'all sitting. All y'all, Steph, all y'all resting.
Yeah.
Rest.
Yeah. See, the games versus with San Antonio, it's only because as of right now, they're 3 games ahead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like.
They need those games.
Yeah, you need them.
You need those games.
Like, the Spurs, I know they said they want to catch them. Y'all heard Jeff Van Gundy. He was like, they're not catching them.
He was like, getting on my nerves last night. I tweeted about him. I was like, I might have to put this game on mute. I was like, I can't listen to him no more.
Mm-mm.
I see Watch P Spirit get annoyed with him too. I'm like,
yeah, he just come out and ask questions.
Pain like, sometimes. In my all my years of coaching and all that, I have never. It's like, oh my god. I guess they were talking about that play where Tony Parker pushed.
Yeah.
What's his name into Steph Curry?
Oh, Sean Livingston to Curry. And I was like, how did he get three straight
throws? Never cheating anything. I was like, oh, my
But then,
God.
Of course, Mark Jackson's like, well, that's the rule. I'm like, oh, okay, well. I'm like, well, if that's the rule, then okay. I was like, how did Livingston? But, yeah, I could see after the rule, he explained the rule. I was like, okay, that makes sense. Because otherwise, dudes would do that all the time. They'd be like, foul.
Yep.
I ain't giving up no three. I'll foul Sean Livingston. But, man, yo, that game was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I caught it. I missed the first half, but I came in the second half. When I saw that score after halftime, though, I was like, oh, pff, this is all Spurs right here. Man. It was like 40 points at halftime.
That game, that was just – it really showed you that not only are these teams – these are two great defensive teams. Because it wasn't like go, you know, Wesley wasn't getting a mad shots. You know, like they didn't – Spurs ain't put up no 100. They had to work. I was like, in Golden State, you know, we always talk about Splash Brothers and how they can score up the butt. I was like, they play some great defense. And I had to give it to Pop, played 10-8 minutes to get granted. You know, it was like you said, they didn't have any of their true centers. Iggy wasn't there either. But, man, I was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. You want to talk about leaders wanting to win. Superstar, I was talking about, you only gonna play 8 minutes. Does this mean we gonna win? Fine.
And it was funny because when they interviewed LaMarcus Aldridge after the game, they had asked him about that, and they were just, he was just like, that's why he's a Hall of Famer. It's like, all he care about is winning. I'm like,
and he's like, this the culture of the team. It's about team. Like, if you chasing stats,
don't come
this
here.
This is probably not the place for you. And more likely, if they know you chasing stats, they ain't gonna holler at you. You gotta sacrifice. Yeah, this is.
And that's what makes great teams great. That's what makes good teams good. This is why they've been so damn consistently good all the time.
But yeah, man, LaMarcus Aldridge, nice get back from that first game. He was just terrible in that first game.
Well, to me, he was still. That was at a point where he was still getting acclimated into the system and everything. I mean, yesterday, he looked like he got the system down. He knows where he needs to be, he knows the plays. Now he really it almost seems like now he doesn't have to think about it anymore.
Nope.
He can just play. Yeah. Play freely.
That time when Duncan was out, he really got to, you know, shoulder the load. And it's just like, dude, you the post star. And plus I like this just shows like every team matchup, it's all about matchups. It shows you we can go small, we can play Aldridge at the five when necessary. And, you know, Duncan is a little older and it's harder. So I understand giving David West more time.
But not, and you know, David West is proven. He'll be ready come playoff time. I was watching Kawhi Leonard yesterday and just, oh, I was like, God damn, this dude is every freaking where. Everywhere.
Like, he didn't shoot that great, so I have a 14, but I mean, he had 18 points, 14 boards.
14 boards.
Six offensive, four assists, two blocks.
Two blocks. How many steals?
No steals. Created four fouls, so I was like,
how many shots did he deter? How many shots did he change? I mean, come on,
I mean,
man.
They were up on. I mean, you know, granted, and they've all said it. I totally agree with them. Like, this is one game. We haven't figured out how to beat the Warriors.
Oh no, not by any means.
Yeah, this is a chess. This is a game of chess, and each team, like you said, BTG, it's going to take. If you're going to really beat Golden State Warriors, you have to be on it every game.
But to me,
I don't think you have to have maybe your best game every game, but you have to give maximum effort like that every game.
But for me as well, for Golden State in this series specifically, they're going to have to play perfect as well. If they want to beat the Spurs.
Yeah, you can't be
it
sloppy.
It goes both ways. Yeah, you can't be sloppy with San Antonio cuz they take advantage of that. So it goes both ways. Both teams are going to have to play perfect. That was a damn playoff game yesterday. God, that was good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, jeez. Steph was all – I mean, this is part of – when you see it and he doesn't make the shots, then you're like, you know what? These really ain't
good
great
shots.
He just hits them.
Well, he makes them more often than not, though.
Because there was one he just – when he came down and just yanked up and shot. And I was like, what? I mean, even if it went in, you're still like –
it would be hilarious, though, because it was like, if you were playing under Greg Popovich, you would have got benched right after that.
You wouldn't allow that to happen. You get some freedom, but you got to earn it. Oh, yes. Man. Curry was 4-18. One for 12 from three. You know, 6 boards, 6 steals. Klay Thompson, 7-20. One for seven.
Shout out to Tony Parker, man. He's flying under the radar again. Because I don't know if it was injuries or what that slowed him down these past couple years. But this year, he looks refreshed. He looks rejuvenated. He was playing yesterday. Yeah,
he was making nice shots. He's really good at running the offense. I think he learned that a lot. He had one game, I think it was against the Clippers, where they blew him out. I think he had like 16 assists.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, Tony Parker's playing this season.
It's going to be tough. I mean,
and then Ginobili came in, hit some big shots.
Yeah, if they get that bench, you know, I see Danny Green a lot is going to be on Steph Curry a lot. You know, I think that's better than Kevin Kawhi.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah. And some time on Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Parker, you got Danny Green, let him deal with Curry and all that. And they just made him work.
Yep.
You got to make them. Yeah, they're gonna work
for
but
it.
You put a hand in their face
exactly
all the time. It's nothing easy. Crowd them. Mm-hmm. Don't give them any space. And yeah, if they make the shot, then you make the shot.
Make shot. Yep.
And everybody like, oh well, so and so wasn't there. I was like, well, Duncan wasn't there. What that in the first game? You wasn't like, well, oh, Tim Duncan wasn't there. That one don't count.
Well, yeah, you know how it goes.
And I saw someone tweet. It was like, oh, they injuries. Oh, okay. You mean like. You mean all the injuries and Golden State's run to the title? Oh, injuries. Oh, now we want to talk about injuries matter? Okay. But when they won a title, oh, well, it didn't matter. It was who they played. Like, look, it happens. It's a game.
Yeah. You got to have luck.
Yeah.
You got to have some luck.
You know, these teams are playing well at home. You know, the way they played, they were going to probably win it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now when it comes to the playoffs, knock on wood, we meet up. You know, we'll see what happens.
But,
yeah, I'm loving this, man. Earlier in the week, I said, smashed on them Clippers. Barber Jove, man, he's a Clipper fan. I had to hit him up. What up? Guess y'all didn't want to show up in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, that
was
horrible.
Tight.
Yeah, it was close. Yeah, that fourth quarter was ugly. Whew. Clippers, they're another team. I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah,
It looks good, but
they missing Blake now. At this point, it's
starting to get to that point. We do need him back.
Mm-hmm.
We need him back pretty bad.
Yeah, and at this point, when he's ready to come back, honestly, he's starting on the bench. I'm not throwing him in the starting lineup right off the bat.
That would be smart.
Yeah, I'm like, bring him off, give him about 15, 20 minutes. Let him get back in shape. Look, because you're like
he's been off for a while,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm sure he's rusty. It's gonna take him some time to get back.
Yeah,
into game shape. So
because you got a nice lead. Let me see. Where did I put the stand-ins? I just had it up. Clippers are. Well, they ain't catching. I mean, they're 4.5 back of Oklahoma City. You know, hey, and then they 3.5 ahead of Memphis. So, you know, got to watch out for that. Memphis still playing. But, yeah, like, look, just bring them in. You probably are not going to catch Oklahoma City. Oh, thanks. Just bring them on slowly. Come playoff time. Right now, Clippers will be playing. Oh. You be playing Memphis, your for real rival team. I'm like, we've been playing in Memphis like 8 times in the last 5 years, it feel like. So, yeah, they'll do what they want. But, yeah, I got to play this from last night.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? Huh? Huh?
I was loving it.
Those Spurs fans were like, yeah!
Yeah, the last last 5 minutes of the game, I was standing up in front of my TV. Like, come on, y'all. Let's do this.
Oh, that is great. Son of a gun.
Yeah, that's
I can't wait till we get to college. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And then, this thing again, I'm looking at the Heat. They had whooped last night. I'm like, damn, what the hell?
You got knocked the fuck out.
Storm, what up with your team?
122-101.
Oh, Lord.
I think LeBron, now, if I'm reading this correct, I think if I wrote it down, I think LeBron is 0-3. I think when he goes to Miami, when he plays the Heat in Miami, he ain't won since he left.
Well, they know him. Mm-hmm. They know everything about him, which means I know how to beat him.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they beat, you know, earlier, I know they beat the Cavs without LeBron for the first time all season. Like, oh, there you go. Maybe they're turning the corner. Oh, nope.
And then people were making a big deal about Kyrie having only one assist in the game. Well, I guess he and Kevin Love combined for only one assist. Jesus. It was like, God damn.
Nope.
No ball movement. Oh! As of right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
The Bulls are playing Cleveland in the playoffs in the first round. Mm-hmm. As I wanted. Give it to me.
Yeah, I want it. You said you wanted to play Toronto because y'all keep beating Toronto.
At this point, I don't want us to make the playoffs at this point. I mean, but it is what it is. I'll, you know, if we tied with Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we held the tiebreaker.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Whatever. Fine.
Yeah, Toronto.
Well, I mean, we're only a half game behind Indiana, so we could sneak into 7.
This East is crazy.
This is nuts.
Look, Toronto is one game back of Cleveland. Wow.
Maybe we might end up playing Toronto.
Yo. Just, you know, because all this stuff is bubbling over in Cleveland about this unhappiness. If they lose.
If they lose number one seed, LeBron James is leaving.
I'm on that. I ain't happy with that.
I don't want this no more.
I'm like, dude. Like, it's been,
I didn't,
like,
realize that was that close. Damn.
Dude, like 3-7. Well,
3-8, really.
Yeah. 9 is crazy.
Yeah, it can interchange.
Right now, like, Atlanta Hawks are third. Half game up on Miami, who's fourth. Who's a half game up on Boston, who's fifth. Who's a half game up on Charlotte, who's sixth. And you got Indiana's 3 games back.
And then half a game behind now.
Tied with Detroit. Wizards still a game and a half behind them, pushing.
Christ, man.
This
is madness.
Yeah, this East playoff bracket is going to be crazy. I'm really looking forward to this.
Let me tell you something. If Toronto gets the number one seed and they see us as their opponent, they're going to be like, fuck. Why, man? Because we beat them again, baby.
Yeah, beat them earlier, 109-107.
We are their kryptonite. They can't beat us. And I'm loving it. Come on, baby.
That's going to be it.
I'll take either one of them.
Yeah, I mean, they've had great wins this week. They beat the Pacers in overtime and the Celtics. So they cut Hawks, beat the Rocks early in the week.
Kyle Lowry is making a statement for himself, to be mentioned amongst the best point guards in the league. Because
you talking about toughness, man.
Houston, you're stupid for getting rid of this cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Y'all should really have kept him. Yeah,
him and James Harden, you probably would have been straight. And then you have somebody at least you'd have somebody who would be like, I'm holding the rock.
I don't know if Dwight Howard would be too happy about that. Because he get no shots.
Nope, so he ain't really happy now.
Exactly, he ain't happy now. He wouldn't get any shots.
Man, speaking of this fool, what the hell is this thing with him putting the stick on the ball?
I read that and I was like, what?
Yeah, I saw because they ended up losing to the Hawks. And you see Paul Millsap going to shoot a free throw, and he's like, what the hell is wrong with the ball? Like, he's like, ref, what's up with this ball? And I guess the ref looked at it, he's going to the bench. And, of course, you know, they rewind all the way back. And I guess there's this unknown marked bottle or something on the table. And you see J.B. Bickerstaff pick it up and kind of get rid of it. But I guess what happened, I guess at some point, Dwight touched the ball first, and then it went to Millsap.
Mm.
And he was like, what the hell? And then Dwight even was like, what's
the
big deal?
Yeah.
I do it all the time. Like, what do you need
stick them for? You have ginormous hands.
Right. This is not, you're not a wide receiver. It's not about catching the ball. Like, it's hot potato, dude.
Yeah, like, are you that clumsy that you can't catch a damn basketball? I don't get it. And here again, once again, is another mark against Dwight Howard. You just ignorant. You just a nuisance. And you about to be a free agent? This is not helping your cause. You're going to have to settle for a one-year deal like Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, he ain't. It's just,
I ain't signing you long-term. Get out of here.
Yeah, that, I don't. I'm like, what? I did not get
that. I didn't either. That didn't make any sense to me.
That boy is good.
good and terrible.
Jesus, man. I'm like, really now? Okay.
Because this stuff, you would, every time you're like, oh, Dwight's starting to get it. Nah, he ain't.
Yeah, I'm like, stick him in. But you need, like, I like trust. Like, you know, you want the ball to have some grip, but I don't want it to. Like, you are going to have to pass, right?
He turns from Superman Dwight to Dwight from The Office. You're just like, God damn.
What's wrong with you, man? I seen this. Yeah, let me give a shout out, though, to beating the clip, but the Grizzlies beat him yesterday. Shout out to Randolph for his first triple double in his career, 28 points, 11 boards, 10 assists.
Okay. Well, here, I'll take it back with Memphis. If they going to get healthy like this, well, then shit, yeah, by all means. Compete. Yeah. I know that, yeah. But they're always scrappy. Yeah.
They're gonna get as healthy as possible.
It just sucks without Gasol. Yeah. It's hard, man.
Gasol, Conley's probably not coming back. Hey, yo, if I'm the Clippers, I hope they sit Conley for the just don't blame him. Cause y'all, it's been tough. Randolph is still gonna be a beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got ex Clippers and Matt Barnes. You got Lance Stevenson, who was just there, who's balling. You know, Jeff Green playing his old. You know what's going? That's going to be a little testy.
That could get chippy. That's real easy.
Mm-hmm. You know it can be.
Since we already know Matt Barnes, got anger problems.
Suspended a game for quote unquote verbally challenging John Henson. I saw that.
I looked at it on YouTube.
You're like, what? You got
there's
the shot
like blocked. 7 seconds left in the game.
He blocks a shot. Now, you know, of course.
No, I think it's because it was 7 seconds left in the game. Because technically, because when I looked at it, I'm like, John Henson, that wasn't necessary.
But it wasn't like they was up by 20. It was like 7 or something. So.
Well, the game was over.
Well, once he blocked, that was for sure like, and that's it. But I mean, come on, at home, he blocks your shot.
No, he didn't block the shot. He blocked the shit out of his shot. Like he came out and like walloped that shot.
And then the stands.
Get out of here.
And then came down and looked at him. Gave
that stinky face.
Yeah, real quick though. Didn't hold it. And then just looked at the crowd. And here come Matt Barnes like, what? And he didn't. He's like, let him alone. John Henson looked at him. He made that face for about 50 seconds.
I was like, yeah, stinky face.
Yeah, that was a nice block. I'm like, damn.
He came out of nowhere. You know, they were down 10. The game was over. It was not necessary.
You play to the clock.
No, I get it. And I get that. Mm-hmm. But it's one of them things, like, it's one of them things also, like, you know, when you're up, do you shoot a three or something, like rub it in?
Yeah, but that's different than like I got a break with like 7 seconds left and I do like a damn 360 dunk. To show him, I don't know about that, but I was like, you know, he's good. But after the fact, I'm like, you running into the hall, like, are you seriously chasing this dude?
Yeah, that was stupid.
John Henson, he's like, hey, it's at home, he getting hype, throw my jersey off. And I was like, wait a minute, is Matt Barnes, he's ejected, is he running into the...
Come on. I see why you don't like this dude. Because he really does have anger issues.
Yeah,
like serious
on,
anger
fine.
Problems.
Fine. Yeah, you got your shot blocked like a motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah, he did. He blocked the hell out
fine.
Of it. Unnecessarily, too, I might add.
Right. But then it's like, all right, you get mad. It's like, fine, you lost. But guess what? Your team is fifth, and you're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, they're not going to the playoffs. That'll be the highlight of his season, pretty much.
You know what he's saying? You know what team overachieved this season? The Bucks.
That was last year's news.
This year, you're like, God damn. But, yo, Antetokounmpo, though, man, he is balling right now.
He's a beast.
He's trying to put up some serious triple-double numbers.
Talk about a guy with problems.
Nah, that we talking about Matt Barnes, not a...
Somebody help that dude.
We talking about Matt Barnes. Yeah. We ain't talking about Antetokounmpo.
No.
But, yeah, he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
He's the... I don't know what... If he could get a consistent 3-point shot, he's gonna be that next superstar.
For him right now, he almost really needs because in terms of people working out,
he and Kawhi
he need to be like, Kawhi, where are you working out at?
Yeah,
seriously. Who's your trainer? Because I need some of that.
Because they're both long, they're both young. Mm-hmm.
Because Kawhi didn't have a shot coming out of
Neither did he coming out of Greece. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, there's a lot of similarities between the two of them. So I'm like, yeah, I would agree. That'd be, I'd work out with him.
Then we've seen Melo said the Knicks have to have a strong summer. And then I saw this thing. I need to find an article again. But he was kind of like, I don't really want. I don't think he said, I don't want Phil to come down to coach.
Well, he
basically
Phil
need to just do what he doing.
Well, it came out because Phil, there was a rumor that came out that Phil Jackson might coach home games only. And that's what they asked Melo about when he was like, no, that's not a good idea. Like, nah, yeah, like he need, because like Melo said, he need to focus on getting us somebody this summer. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm leaving. I could see Melo opting out, like, I'm out. If they strike out this summer, I think he's done, man. He's like, I can't do this no more. I tried. I came back for y'all. You know, you got Porzingis, which was nice, right. But
you know, Robin Lopez.
That ain't the splash. This is New York.
And watching Melo play over his career, the best, the farthest he got is when he had a strong point guard.
Yep.
He had Chauncey Billups.
Yep.
He needs a guy like that. Of course, they're always talking about the Rondo situation.
I know they get along, but I don't know.
Because Rondo's shot, I'm not sure.
But the one thing about Rondo, he will pass the damn ball.
Yeah. You trust him to run the offense. He would just need the – you. If you're going to get Rondo
– you got
to
rein him in.
You have to get – the right coach.
Yep.
You cannot. Well, they need the right coach anyway. They can't strike out again. He needs the right coach who can, you know, give him some rope, let him do what he does. But every now and then, if you got to bring him in to check him, you got to check him.
Because
mm-hmm. so, what he's doing in Sacramento, number wise, is great. But every now and then, he gets to be a loose cannon.
Yep.
So yeah, Melo. Yeah, he. If it don't happen again, he can be like, you know what? I waive my no trade clause.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm done.
It might be best for both of us if I just move on.
Exactly.
Seen the news today. Pelicans shutting down Anthony Davis for the season. He had a torn labrum in his left shoulder and a left knee injury, and is supposed to be getting surgery.
And more injuries we probably don't even know about. I mean, this is the one thing Chris and I did mention about Anthony Davis was just like, God damn, he is. He's on the cusp of superstardom, now you see why he's on the cusp, and he's just not there right now, because he can't stay healthy at all, man. That's the one thing about him, is he's just nicked up every game he's hurt, it seems. And you're just like, fucking. And I think the other part of this, of them shutting him down, was he could be owed $24 million if he makes an all-pro team, I think, first-team All-NBA. They owe him $24 million additional dollars. So they like, nah, let's just shut him down.
Yeah.
So people forget about him. Just shut him down.
I want to first. Would he make? I doubt it, but, you know, it's possible.
It's possible.
He's that good.
Yeah. But I think now with them shutting him down like this, he may, maybe second team.
Hopefully he get third.
He ain't first.
Yeah, and I'm looking at their record.
Yeah, and they're terrible.
And they're like 1-2-4.
Are they eliminated yet?
Six? I'm not sure yet. They're the sixth worst record in the league. Hey, all I'm saying is that will be. I have to look once it's officially over, the best teams. But I ain't gonna front. If they luck up and swing up and get Ben Simmons, I'm like, okay.
That'd be
nice. Maybe some magic can happen, because you need some. Because
the only thing with Ben Simmons that's kind of been figured out over his career in college is that he can't shoot shit.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, probably beyond 5 feet, he can't shoot.
Yeah, you take it. You still hanging on. Because, of course, it's going to be like, you know, he ain't in the tournament, so we can't see nothing. But, you know, hey, he can always improve on that.
Yeah.
And I have one question before we go to break. There was all this talk with the Lakers. Of course, BTG, we're talking about your Lakers. Couple games, they've been getting blown out. And I think, I don't remember what game it was in particular, that the young dudes only really got like 20-some minutes because they were shooting poorly. And I know we've had the discussion about let them play. If they have games, because they had a game, I think, against Phoenix that they lost. So they were both, you know, I think Carson was like 1 for 12. And they basically were, as a, the group of three of them was like 3 for 20-something. Mm-hmm. If the – how do they handle – how do you think they should handle it? If he brings – all right, you know, you got sucking. I'm going to sit you down. You know, he brings in the bench. The bench ends up kind of cutting the lead down. Mm-hmm. Should he bring him back? Because I've heard the guys complaining about, well, playing 20 minutes, you guys should be playing a lot. But I'm like,
well, to me, and I agree, we've talked about this on and off all year, but I mean, I yes, you should play the young dudes, but I agree with what you brought up the point last time. I mean, you have to have some discipline. I mean, freaking veterans get yanked when they're not playing well. Mm-hmm. So I mean, the same rule should apply for these young dudes. And if you bring in your bench and they start cutting the lead down, for me, I'm like, stick with the bench. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those things. Because the Laker fans don't want them to win anyway, because they want to keep that freaking pick.
Mm-hmm. Which the Bulls, they're going to.
I don't know. Not a guarantee. We've seen stranger things happen. If that shit ain't top three, they ain't keeping it.
Well, I mean, right now, you know. Is Philly going to win a day? Is Philly going to get the 10 wins? Because, God damn, they 9-61. And I think that's the record. And I think 9 wins is like the record for worst.
Yeah. That feels so bad for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, they struggling like a motherfucker.
I just hope we can win a game.
God damn. 40.5 games out. Well, they were officially eliminated. Yeah. So was Brooklyn. So is Phoenix. Yeah. So are the Lakers.
9 games. Because you look at the Lakers, you're like, God, Lakers won 14 games. That's terrible. You're like, there's a team worse than you?
9 games. On the East.
Nine.
In the East.
Your winning percentage is 129. Oh, God, you ain't even 20%. Y'all better get the damn number one pick, dude.
That's
seriously.
That's what I'm saying. Seriously. And they have a hole at the basically in like the 3-ish. Mm-hmm. 4 spots. So
Phoenix,
I mean,
Phoenix gonna get it.
I could see them. Oh my God.
Or what really be hell, but actually might make them a good team. Minnesota gonna get it. You'd be like, ah, damn. Okay, y'all just got the luck. Y'all got that Cleveland Cavalier magic.
Except they y'all get keep Ben everybody. Simmons to go with Cat and Wiggins and Zach LaVine, and you got Deang at center. Shit. They better make the playoffs.
At that point, you better be like, yo.
We got playoff expectations now.
Whatever you do with this team, you just let these dudes run.
Yeah.
I'm with you. They should play the young guys at least 30-some minutes. But if they're having a night where they're just completely off,
at some point,
you'd be like, sit down. Because you can't be like, you can't get them accustomed to, oh, well, even though I'm shooting terrible, I can stay in as long as I want. Like,
exactly.
Nope. Somebody else needs to come in
and
see if they can be effective.
Yep.
That's crazy. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. We coming back, hopping into this tournament talk and some NFL, and then we're going to hand out some awards.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Limit Sports Happy Hour. Holla!
Check us out on blackisonline.com.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, yes, yes.
So if y'all want to hit us up, talk some sports, what you think is coming down, you feeling good about your team, how is this thing going to shake out, playoff matchups, you know we getting ready, man. It's almost April. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my time. Hit us up, y'all. Be on Twitter, at Brothers Layman, via email, brotherslayman@gmail.com, voicemail, 323-455-4219. On the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely want to thank all y'all out there for all the emails and everything. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on in your life. Holla.
All right, we got one more bit of feedback.
All right.
And then this is related to some college basketball. So let's leave a voicemail.
All right.
Pull this up.
See what we got.
Oh, this one, it's hilarious.
So I'm going to start the green now to one half of the Brothers Lane. What's up, Chris, man? How you doing? Grandpa, what, I mean, the shade of U of L, what are we doing, bro? Like there's a way to kick a man when he's down, and what you could have done is like, well, okay, all like U of L and Teddy and all the fan base, they're down, like, I'll just give him a little knee. No, like, you did a Waterboy-esque, like, just, come on, bro. Like, you can't do that to us. No, we're not a number one seed. Even though we had a shot to win the championship, if, you know, it wasn't shady. And for the record, let me say a couple things about University of Louisville. Let me set the record straight on the 502 area code, and I'm going to follow up and have LJ call in because he needs to. Here's the thing, man. Something shady went down. We don't know what, but something shady went down. Mm. I mean, is Katina Powell embarrassingly unattractive? Yes. but somebody hired her. That's the only point I always make, is that we can't just beat down this woman and you know, say all these things when she wouldn't have stepped foot in the dorm if nobody called her. So, you know, a lot of people to blame. Now, also, this is the UBTG. Baylor the Great. Yo, your nickname got a nickname, bro. What are you doing? Saying that my coach looks like he's always sick? You know why? Because Patino's a purebred, man. He's the Italian of the Italian. You know, like, I don't know. Yeah, he looks a little sketchy. Yes, he does. That's all I got. So, yeah, other than that, I, you know, UK, yay. Good luck to him. Whatever. So, yeah. Brock Osweiler. Great decision, by the way. Broncos. All right, man, I'm bitter. That's all I got. All right, y'all. I'm going to call back, by the way, because the break was awesome. So anybody listening to Sports Hours, check out the break, too. All right, y'all. Peace.
Shout out to Teddy D.
Oh, man, I got under Teddy's skin with that one. I want to apologize, sir. I didn't think I threw blows that bad.
You threw that one out there. I was like, damn.
Hey, my bad, Teddy. Everybody out in Louisville, it's all love. There was no, you know, no hate, no animosity behind it.
Oh, God. He's unapologetically ugly. Yes.
Thank you for making me laugh. That shit was funny as hell.
Oh,
snap.
Hey. Oh, that shit was. I was like, what?
Hey, what?
Yeah, she is not cute at all.
Oh, not in the slightest. And now y'all can talk shit to Lish all you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because UK, yay, Kentucky, y'all are.
Look, you ain't got, you ain't got the front. We know you're like, you know, yeah, fuck y'all niggas.
Exactly. Oh, man, Teddy, thank you so much. The most famous man in podcasting. Oh, that shit was funny.
Hey, man, yeah, shout out to y'all in the
Shout out to 35th of Kentucky too.
Potluck Podcast 321. What up, everybody at WTRP the Trap.
What up, Unscripted? Lord have mercy.
Looking with y'all soon. Hey, man, just before we get into the tournament, I will give a shout out to them brothers in 35th of Kentucky. I listened to them. They had a March Madness preview. They were breaking down the brackets and whatnot. I mean, they know their stuff. They are really knowledgeable about college sports because I'm like, I don't really know a whole lot about college basketball. Them dudes know, they were breaking it down, just naming off dudes from these teams. I'm like, I don't know.
I concede to y'all when it comes to the college basketball because I have no clue. But yes, no disrespect intended with the thing. Oh my god,
that was just fun.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. Oh, shout out Teddy. That was funny.
But yeah, before we get into Kentucky law, we got to jump on this, the biggest damn shocker, because, hey, everybody bracket, fuck your bracket.
Fuck your bracket, man. Cause
everybody bracket.
Fucking team that lost, I fucking picked them to go to the championship.
First of all, I think a lot of people had Michigan State.
Yes, I had them going to the chip.
Yeah, I had them at least going to the Final Four. I had them in my Final Four. I mean, this is for a team that people were talking about as they can win it all, to lose in the first round. You like, God damn.
To Middle Tennessee. Shout out to Middle Tennessee State. Mm-hmm. But Jesus Christ. And didn't lead at all the whole game.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Was behind the whole game.
Wow.
It was pathetic.
Ooh, I know y'all.
Oh, it was pathetic. I know that. I know Tom Izzo just
did that. God. Yeah, he came out and tried to talk, you know, say he really cared about this team. He, you know, we know this, he really believed that this squad could do it. Tight knit group. Like, look, I get it. You know, there is a lot of that coaching. You do become, you build bonds with the guys.
Absolutely. Especially at the college kids. And
I was like, Tom Izzo lost in the first round?
Yeah, that's unheard of.
Damn.
That's unheard of.
He looked like, you know, he kind of wanted, I guess at some point he did give props to the team. Like, they played. Yo, your team, this is what happened. You cannot go that far ahead. You can't think, oh, you know, we going to make it to the big dance. We going to wherever it is
now. This is why it's March Madness.
Oh, we going to Dayton.
You never man.
You better focus on the team that you scheduled to play.
You never know who's going to win. Nope. I mean, my God.
You better, all y'all out there, every sport, y'all better use Michigan State's loss as a lesson that always gets taught in the tournament. Do not look ahead.
Nope.
Even if the team, look, nobody, who the only person who picked them in the bracket was fans and
alumni
of Middle Tennessee State. That's it. And even some of them probably be like, I got money on right now.
I'm putting it on Michigan State.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, come on. Realistically. But they pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it was upset city, dude. Sorry ass Pac-12.
Man, come on.
God, y'all suck. I had faith in y'all. I was picking y'all. Mm-hmm. All y'all let me down. I mean,
come on. Wichita State beats at number 6 Arizona. God damn it. God
damn. I mean, shout out to Wichita State. They've been here before, though.
Mm-hmm.
They know what to do. They know what it takes. So, and they're built of seniors, man. This is why all these one-and-done crap don't mean shit.
No.
When it comes to the tournament, it doesn't matter. It's about cohesion.
Yeah. All these, you know, guys who are in there 2-3 years.
Exactly. It's about that chemistry. Helps. It does. It truly does.
Yeah. You had Hawaii beat Cal.
I think that was Hawaii's first tournament win ever, I think, in school history.
And they said Hawaii got some shooters over there. I'm like, damn it. Who else?
Freaking UConn beat Colorado,
mm-hmm.
which I expected. That's like the one Pac-12 team I didn't pick to win. SC freaking lost to Providence. Hey, that kid Chris Dunn mm-hmm. for Providence, he's a beast. He's going to be a top 5, top 10 pick in the draft, dude. He's a beast. Because I remember he was supposed to come out this past season. He went back to school.
Oh, okay.
He's a beast. I like him. He's a point guard.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm looking on here. So, yeah, we're looking at it right now. Kansas beat, you know, we got Kansas and Maryland now be playing Sweet 16. Miami did beat Wichita State, and they'll be facing Villanova.
Oh, Villanova.
Mm-hmm. Just blew out Iowa.
Iowa's not really a basketball school. I had Iowa losing to Temple.
Yeah, and then moving down, looking here. Shout out to Yale.
Hey, shout number out to you.
Number five. But hey,
I picked that one too.
Man, I didn't have that shit. Look, I was, you know, when we picking spots, I don't want the number five spot at all.
Yeah.
The number five spot is always right for getting upset.
Yep.
I don't know what it is of that 5-12 matchup, but that is like the jinx area.
Yep.
But funny. But Duke beat them by 7. They be playing one of this Oregon St. Joe's.
Mm. Let's go, Oregon. Give us one Pac-12 school, please. Jesus.
What else? VCU beat Oregon, number 7, Oregon State. And who ended up they lost to Oklahoma. And it's in Northern Iowa. And they beat number 6, Texas. Yeah, I missed that.
That game-winning shot was crazy. It was always, like a half-court shot with like 2 seconds left.
It's always one of those.
And it was
every
like,
tournament, it's always one. You always like, please don't let it be my team.
Yep. Oh,
who man. Does a Steph Curry ask? Oh, we 60-footer. Oh, you lost. I'm like, no.
That's funny.
Happening.
Yep.
I'm looking, going back up the other way.
Let's see. North Carolina crushed Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, we figured out what happened.
SC weak ass. All that hype coming in. Oh, SC looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. SC ain't been good at basketball since what? Loving basketball?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Jesus Christ.
And one of the bigger upsets, number 5, Indiana. Got number 4, Kentucky.
Oh, sorry, Lish.
Oh, man.
I threw shade at Louisville. I got to do the same. I got to return the favor to y'all. Ass whooping. Man. Calipari can't get it done.
Nope.
Nobody. All them one and dones once again don't mean squat. Get y'all some juniors and seniors.
Yeah, shout out to LJ. I know he was hoping on the whole show. He's like, I can't wait till this team get knocked out. Didn't happen with Stony Brook, but Kentucky ain't make Sweet 16.
Nope. Oh, I know Louisville fans today are so rubbing it in.
You know, I know the real Matt of Kentucky, he over there. He had them team going far. I know he just pissed. He got pissed the hell off. I'm like, did you throw something at your television? Kentucky fans just over there pissed.
Hey.
Damn it. God damn it.
Teddy, you can go ahead and crack a smile now.
Oh, but yeah, I put on there. Talking to who was on Twitter. I was like, I know what's coming.
Oh yeah!
When Louisville go on talk, I can't wait to hear
y'all.
Well, at least we made the tournament.
I can't wait to hear y'all next episode. Oh, I can't wait! I know it because this is gonna be a back and forth.
I'm putting that on it. I'm gonna just hashtag it because I know that's what's coming.
Yep.
I'm gonna hear it at least one time on that show. At least we made the tournament. Like, oh Lord, here we go.
Low blows.
We know how it goes in the NFC. At least we got a championship, Eagles. Like, damn. Okay, shit.
As Teddy said, a lot of Windex and
yeah, BG like they yeah. They like they trophy case getting dusty.
Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah, they out now.
Yeah, they done.
What else are we gonna number 14? Stephen F. Austin beat West Virginia.
Messed up my bracket again. Mm-hmm. I was pulling for them to beat Notre Dame today. But they couldn't do it.
Gotta box out. So that was dude's only point in the game. And just had that tip in. God,
Kenny Smith was like, I bet his confidence is through the roof right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet it is. I hit the game winner.
You got that tap in. Did your part.
Yep. Pittsburgh let me down.
Yeah, I had Wisconsin on that.
Ugh.
Xavier smash. So we got Wisconsin Xavier next tomorrow. You know what? I didn't expect Hampton to be.
Shout out to Hampton.
Yeah, they made it.
I was contemplating picking y'all.
Mess your bracket up. Shoot. Like, I love my
No, wife. Shout still, out, man.
I still got to give me some gear so I can rep. But damn, man. Like, yeah, I wasn't. You're not beating UVA.
I wonder if anybody. Does anybody from Hampton. Shout out to the Hampton graduates. I wonder if anybody have, like, any clothes or anything representative of the last time when y'all beat Iowa State in the tournament? Did they have shirts?
I don't know. I mean, probably not. You got the MEAC championship, but I mean,
yeah,
that's probably about it.
Y'all always win the damn MEAC.
Yeah, 2 years in a row. Let's go. Just pencil us in.
Yeah, because Morehouse will never. We're in like the SCEA or some shit. I don't even know what. Whatever.
Like, y'all got a team?
Yeah.
Yeah, Butler beat Texas Tech. I mean, number one, another seat, number 12-5. Arkansas Little Rock beat number 5 Purdue.
Arkansas Little Rock. And then Iowa State was like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Daryl, straight out of low cash. I know he's like, thanks, good. Now we can get an easy W. Mm-hmm. Y'all better beat Virginia, though.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to, do I hang y'all beating? I do not. I was contemplating that one.
Actually, I do.
Yeah, I was.
I have Iowa State beating Virginia.
Ooh, I might take L for that, but we'll see. Yeah, Gonzaga beat number 6 Seton Hall. I had that.
I had Utah winning. But thanks a lot, Pac-12.
Yeah, I had Utah beating Gonzaga too. I had Gonzaga beating Seton Hall.
Gonzaga's beating Seton Hall.
Gonzaga's—they just play.
Yeah, they're dangerous, man. Mm-hmm. They're a dangerous team. Hey, shout out to the West Coast. They a West Coast team. Yeah. All else fails.
Yeah, then you had Syracuse be number 7 Dayton. Smack their ass. Oof. And then beat Middle Tennessee. Hey, come on. So I know they like, hey, no Michigan State. Cool.
Yeah. Like, damn it.
They need to move on. They may go far, man.
It depends. Mm-hmm. Gonzaga might pull off some upsets here.
They might, man. Yeah, it's looking good so far. I gotta say.
It's been really good. Yeah. This tournament has been really
good.
That
first weekend is always awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, who's going to get upset?
The only thing I don't like is that it's like, damn, the games are like during the week, early in the morning. I'm at work, so I can't really watch them. And it's like, God, Jesus.
Yeah, you got
it. But just got to keep up with my phone.
Yep, you can keep it up. Got to listen. Get one of them, that app, and just listen to all the games. Try to
watch the highlights when I get home.
Yeah, pretend like you like them commercials. You be at work. I'm like, yeah, everybody can't do that. You know, you can probably have it in your background just to listen. But I'm like, really? You at work with your phone way out? Like, you ain't doing no damn work. You ain't even trying to hide it. Like, okay. Yeah, that's not a real commercial. That's not what goes down.
That's funny.
But, yeah, man, can't wait. We'll see how it goes.
Yes, sir.
Some of them 16 is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. Get to this NFL.
All right.
It's been a lot of stuff. Shout out to Peyton Manning, who we talked about. Colts are going to retire as number 18, and they plan on building a statue of him, like, as you should.
Yeah, I will say that when you talk about need cats who deserve statues, mm-hmm. I mean, for the Colts, the two dudes who come to mind are Johnny Unitas and Peyton Manning.
Yeah. So I'm not surprised that Peyton Manning got here.
He better get one.
Yeah, I mean, with Storm's comment, you know, I do think some of that went into play of him not coming back another season.
I think part of it was he just didn't want to hear the questions about it all the freaking time. Because, I mean, let's be real.
He was going to get it.
I don't think Peyton Manning was doing HGH. Because I find it very hard to believe we hadn't heard anything throughout his entire career until just now. No.
Yeah, somebody would have tried to get that out.
Real quick. On Peyton Manning? Mm-hmm. If you got any dirt on Peyton Manning, you trying to get that out.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. So, I mean, I don't... Again, I think that played a part just because he didn't want to hear any fucking questions about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was suspicious for him. I thought he was going to retire at the end of the season anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
Yeah, and then with your squad coming back, signed offensive tackle Russell Okung, 5-year, 56.
And then it came out that shit's a 1-year, 5-year deal, basically.
Yeah.
With no guarantee, zero guaranteed money, baby. That is why we have faith in John Elway, because he knows how to get it done.
And that is one reason why you need to have an agent.
Yeah, touche.
And he was like, he ain't got no agent. I'm like,
and they're like, I guess the director of player personnel for Denver is a former agent.
Oh,
so right. He knows how to work the shit. But, I mean, for Russell Okung, I know a lot of people crapped on him, but part of it was he bet on himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he plays really well this year, they opt into that contract. He's just made $48 million for the next 4 years. So, I mean, he banked on himself. Yeah, it worked out for both teams.
Yeah. It's a great upgrade. I know you guys said you might have to trade Clady.
He's gone, man. Because we were trying to freaking restructure, and he's being a little bitch about it. So I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. You've been hurt all past 3 years, man. Mm-hmm. Come on. And you got to be realistic about this.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it. Of course, it's going to weaken Seattle.
Yep.
Even more line issues. Now, ain't no Lynch.
Ugh. Ooh.
See how that's going to go.
Exactly.
Also, y'all matched the 4-year, $18 million deal for TJ Anderson.
As I knew we would.
Yeah.
And people are like, yo, stupid. Why didn't y'all just give him the higher tender? And I'm like, well, technically, if you look at it from the Broncos' perspective also, now we don't have to worry about him being a free agent next year. We got him locked up for the next 4 years at a reasonable contract.
Yep.
So I'm good. Mm-hmm. We got our next three down back, baby. They don't make too many of those, and we got one of them.
Y'all still going to find somebody. We'll find a nice compliment.
Him.
Yeah. But he's proven he hope he gets a little better, but he's shown, you know, that he can carry,
that rock.
Mm-hmm. Chris Johnson going back to to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. That was smart.
Yeah. I mean, even though
unfinished business.
Even though David Johnson going to get the bulk of the carries, I mean, that's a nice compliment.
No, I mean.
That's a nice compliment.
I mean, the fact that they went down from 3-1 didn't help.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, David Johnson should definitely be getting way more carries next season.
Yeah.
But you do want, you know.
You're going to keep
Chris
fresh.
Johnson was killing.
Yeah, he was.
The second half of the season.
He really was.
And if you can mix him. The Johnson and Johnson.
Johnson and Johnson.
Man,
take
hey.
Some of that baby powder.
Yep. Take some pressure off of Carson Palmer. Shit.
Yeah.
He going to need some help.
Yep.
Yeah. Bale, I know you was holding. Eric Weddle going to the Ravens.
Yeah.
26. Ravens trying, man. I have to give them that. They still compete. They doing, you know, they doing their thing.
Yeah. And then you have Mike Wallace going there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So. They're trying to make moves. I think Steve Smith's coming back for another season.
Yeah, he said he is.
They trying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They
so,
compete, man.
Yeah. You
John
still got
to. They get them to play hard.
What's his name? Forsett's coming back, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a candidate to bounce back.
Yeah. It was, you know, sad news to hear, you know, with them with the guy Trey Walker in the dirt by. I was like, wow.
When I heard about it the first time, he was in, like, I guess, critical condition.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, dude, prayers go out. But then he died. Like, fuck God, man.
It's just always having that, you know, it's hurt. And, you know, and it's a brotherhood. And somebody goes out, and a young dude, too.
It was a rookie last year. And I didn't want to be rude or anything on the Twitter, but part of it is this young man, you guys have got to be smarter than this. Apparently, he was riding his bike, I guess, close to, like, dark, midnight, or not midnight, but like sunset, getting close to dark, no lights on, wearing dark clothes. I mean, you got to be smarter than that, man. And it's unfortunate. And it's one of those things you got to think about it from the other side as well, dude. You're a motorcycle. I mean, cars do have blind spots. We can't see every damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got to be cautious, especially riding a damn motorcycle. Mm-hmm. That's one of the few reasons I've never really wanted to ride a bike is just because I'm like, it's too many things I can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's scary, man.
It really is, unless you really know what you're doing. So, I mean, prayers out to him and his family. God
that
sucks. Jesus.
And then moving back on, you know, Patriot fans, rejoice. Y'all got Chris Long, Donald Brown, and traded for Martellus Bennett. They loved it, that two tight end set.
Well, they haven't had a really good second one since Aaron Hernandez has went to jail.
Jail, I think.
Murder ass,
mm-hmm.
But Martellus Bennett, that's going to be a nice compliment to Gronk.
Yeah. Dude's got some talent, for real.
He's huge. He's a big dude.
Talent.
He's a big dude. Mm-hmm. I like Chris Long,
mm-hmm.
even though he's getting up there in age. Mm-hmm. I do like him. Donald Brown is whatever to me.
Yeah, it's just adding. You know, it's fun. They just be picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the next Deion Lewis.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the Bears were trying to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And I guess they said, we'll just wait. And it seemed like they was dead. I'm like, you're to the Patriots? Come on, man. Damn. But
don't you know better than that?
Yeah, but, you know, they still, hey. They still got Belichick. They still got Brady.
Yep.
They're going to be making them moves. Since James Starks resigned with the Packers, as he should.
Absolutely.
Because you never know with Eddie Lacy. God, Eddie Lacy got bulked as hell.
He needs to keep his ass.
I need to see what I need to see like a before and after. Because this season, I was like, nigga, when did you get that big? I was like, I don't remember him being Jerome Bettis. God,
he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't that big. And then he just ballooned.
You added like 30 pounds or some shit. Damn, okay.
Yeah.
You need to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Seen Johnny Manziel got Drew Rosenhaus as an agent.
And to that I say, who gives a shit?
Yep.
Because like, that just because you hired Drew Rosenhaus don't mean I'm hiring, signing your ass. Basically, didn't change anything.
Yeah, Drew Rosenhaus going to be like, get your shit together.
Thank you. Hopefully you hired somebody who will get yourself in action, in a better place. So.
And then some stuff with the league. They had an employee come out finally with the league, admits there is a link between football and CTE. You're like, okay, oh, finally somebody said it? And I saw
I was
a little,
like, well, no.
Yeah, somebody in the company was like, well, how come y'all been? He's like, I'm just saying it does. Other factors do consider. He's like, but I am admitting that there is a link. I'm not saying this. That's just it. It's black and white. But, you know, it is.
Yeah. And we all knew that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a secret anymore at that point. Yeah.
I mean, you could do what you can. You know, and they've asked. I saw when that came out. What was it, the NFL Live? They asked the brothers about it. The guys on there who, you know, the ex-players. What would you do differently? Some were like, nothing. One was like, I wouldn't do anything differently. He's like, you know, one, well, I think Bettis was like, he was like, I wouldn't change my style of play. I just may be a little more cautious when it came to, you know, leaning with the head, stuff like that. So I'm like, yeah, most guys would still do it. If you love the game, and if you've been playing it since you were about 10, you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I got some, you know, kids who are on my son's track team, and I hear people all the time talking about their sons playing football and all that. I'm like, oh, my son ain't. But if you're playing at like that age, there is no way you don't know that this can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That they're, you know, depending on how long you play.
Because
you got guys.
I'm sure you got guys on your own team who's getting hurt and everything. Yeah. So you know you have the possibility of getting hurt.
Yeah, we've had guys. I've talked to fellow podcasters who've said, you know, who've played football in high school. And they've been like, yeah, I think I've got my bell rung a couple times. Maybe I haven't had a concussion. And you're like, yeah, I'm in high school. So you know, like, yeah, you know the consequences.
One of my homeboys who works for the bank, he played college football. He's an offensive lineman.
Mm.
So he was just like, he was like, well, I don't know how many surgeries I've had. I was just like, God damn, but man, people, really?
It's just, you love the sport.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, if you love it, and you like, I'm willing to go through it, then, you know, more power to you.
Yeah.
But they do need to do something about
but that is
with the health insurance. Because I think it's like, what, 5 or 10 years after? You're like, dude, ain't nothing going to happen then.
Well, I think who was I think it was Eric Dickerson was on Mason in Ireland. He said that shit stops. Like, once you retire, your health insurance is gone. You ain't covered no more.
Yeah, I think Mark Slayer said, I think it's like 5. It's real short. Like, right after you stop, it's real short.
As much money as the NFL is making, they could have health insurance for these players for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, they could.
And they should.
Yeah, I'm not saying you got to have his where damn near every damn thing is covered.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be the most expensive package.
Right, but you got to
Have to give them an option.
Yeah.
Something to cover them.
Because
they're generating money for you.
If these are the guys who were
putting their bodies on the line.
Right.
Come on.
Making this product what it is, you can at least pay them back on the back end.
But hopefully this opens the door with the fact that they are at least admitting that even though we had them all them years where they were trying to hold back and like, no, there's no correlation. Finally, they have freaking admitted that there's some kind of correlation between CTE and the NFL. So hopefully this opens the door a little bit to help these players out a little bit later on in their lives. Cause a lot of them are sad cases once they get in like their 50s and stuff.
That's real.
That's a wrap.
And then the last thing, I'm gonna have to listen to the whole interview later on, but I seen Richard Sherman came out, talking about Roger Goodell.
I read that.
Cause I'm looking at the article now. Goodell recommended a rule that would result in ejection for players who commit 2 personal fouls during the course of a game. He's like, it's foolish. He's like, he sound like he's a suit.
Yep.
You ain't never played. I'm like, for what? That rule sounds stupid as hell.
Yeah. I'm like, two personal fouls.
Like,
do you know you can get a personal foul just by pushing somebody in front of a referee? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. You're talking about a game of violence where emotions are involved. It's an emotional game. Tempers flare. I'm getting hits all the time.
Mm-hmm.
tempers are going to flare. Yeah. And if I push somebody and I get a personal foul and I did it twice, I'm ejected. Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, is this after what's the name play?
This is because of the ODB and Josh Norman fiasco.
Yeah.
That was excessive, but I hate the fact that people overreact to things like that.
Because that would be like
it was one time.
Because you can almost say like in the Super Bowl, if that was the rule, then your boy Hakeem Talib be out of the game.
True.
And you're like, what? Like, so he was hot headed, did two stupid things. It's not like, let the refs handle it. If it's some like real, like the Odell Beckham joint. Yeah, if guys are physically doing some fucked up shit, let the refs, so basically what it sounds to me like, you don't trust your refs.
In a sense. Yeah. Because the refs have been making terrible decisions. Mm,
they made bad calls, but usually around when it comes to that kind of stuff, more often than not, they'll get a guy out. You know, if they miss calls,
and it's just
I get that, but...
How many games were like that? Mm-hmm. That was the one game.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess because
it was... Yeah, like when Cincinnati, they threw flags all over the place. How come Joey Porter ain't getting no flag and all this?
Because it was nationally televised and, you know, it was... That game was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Josh Norman, they went... That was the ugly side of football.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess they're trying to avoid that. But, yeah, they overreacting as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Let's get into these awards. We can get out of here.
All right.
First off, let's start with the Noice Award.
Noice.
Noice. All right, man. What you got?
All right. First and foremost, shout out to my folks in the A-Town. Excuse me. I want to give a shout out to Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons, who has announced that he is free of prostate cancer.
All right.
So shout out to him. He beat it. And, you know, he was diagnosed, I guess, in December, and he beat the cancer. So shout out to him, man. Always a good story to hear with these guys who get cancer and are able to beat it off. So definitely want to give them a shout out. All right. This one I figured you would like. Robert Horry.
Huh?
Somebody was asked... if he had to choose between former teammates Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant, who do you think Robert Horry picked?
I would think Tim Duncan. The question would be in what aspect?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
But the answer Horry gave was, am I trying to win championship or am I trying to fill seats? I was like, ooh, we already know what he means by that.
Mm-hmm.
He's rolling with Tim Duncan. And then also they asked him, who'd he pick coach-wise. He said he'd pick Pop over Phil Jackson because he said he treats everybody the same on the team, whether you're the starter or the 12th man.
Mm.
He was like, everybody gets the same treatment. I was like,
okay.
That speaks volumes because, yeah, I mean, honestly, Robert Horry's played for some damn good coaches in his career. He's played for Pop, he's played for Phil, and Rudy Tomjanovich. He's played for some really, really good coaches. And for him to really sway that way about Greg Popovich speaks volumes.
Yeah. Everybody be like, Phil?
Easily. Yeah. He got the most rings and all that. Yeah. But, yeah, that goes to show you, Greg Popovich runs a tight ship and shows no favoritism.
Yeah. He said, am I trying to win or am I championships or am I trying to fill seats? Damn.
Oh, snap.
That says it all.
I was like, ooh. Hey, shout out to you, Robert Horry.
Yes, sir.
So that's all I got. All
right. I have two as well. All
right.
First one is going out to my Spurs for just playing so efficiently on defense on that game versus the Warriors. I was very impressed.
Mm.
Just with the rotations and all that, and just playing hard the whole 48 minutes, making them work, you know, and just, you know, being professional. This is the team we know we probably may see later on, and they just, you know, of course, you know, want to get a little payback for that blowout.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm loving it, man. That was great.
Yeah.
I was just loving that effort on defense and execution. Let's just keep it up.
Absolutely.
And the other one is just going out to the NCAA tournament, March Madness, 13 opening round upsets in tournament, ties the record. Like 13, damn.
brackets are done, baby.
On Thursday,
that's what I like
Friday.
To see, though. Yeah. That's why I love March Madness, though, because mm-hmm. you get a lot of underdogs who win, mm-hmm. and I love it. I love rooting for the underdogs.
So yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, those are just mine. I just had those two.
For sure, for sure.
All right, and then let's get our laugh on because I know there's some good ones in here.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Slow down. What the fuck? No! Fuck that!
All right, I only got two for me.
All right.
The first one was a strange story with Adam LaRoche from your White Sox. He decided to retire after being told that his son could not be in the clubhouse this season.
And the irony is his son's name is fucking Drake.
Yeah. Drizzy.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it was weird, you know. Don't know the whole story. You know, you want to hear the full story about everything. But it was interesting saying that, you know, they agreed to it last season when he signed. I guess this was going to be his final season, yep. I guess, with the team. And then he brought up where I guess he was told that, you know, you're going to have to pull back on your son being in the clubhouse mm-hmm. all the time to he can't be in the clubhouse at all. And he was kind of like, I guess he agreed to that with the White Sox on that stipulation when he signed a year ago. So he was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm out. He was like, wow, okay. I know that some guys had his back. And the way they made it sound with the White Sox is they were like, well, organization trying to be like, well, the coaches said they ain't like it. And then saying to, well, telling the coach that, well, the players don't like it. And then telling the players, well, the coach don't really like it either. I'm like, oh, word? Y'all playing this little he said, she said crap?
I was just like, ladies and gentlemen, if there's anybody out there that knows a baseball team I can start rooting for, I might have to switch teams because this thing just pissed me off. And then you got Chris Sale, our ace pitcher, coming out basically talking shit about Kenny Williams. And it's just an ugly situation. And for me, I'm just like, I side with the organization on this one. I mean, from what I was reading, he was bringing his son every fucking day to the clubhouse. And for a professional, any professional team, that in a sense, that's kind of limits what you can do and say in a clubhouse.
Yeah.
There's no freedom. I can't say what I want. I have to watch everything I say now because your 14-year-old kid is here every freaking day.
Yeah.
And as soon as this story came out, I was kind of like, I wonder how many players were really kind of annoyed by that. Because I'm like, there's no way. Because I'm like, because all last season, this never came up.
Yeah.
This never came up last season. So somebody in that organization went to Kenny Williams and was like, this has got to stop.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it had to have been the players, the coach. Somebody went to upper management and was like, he can't bring his kid like this no more. And from what Kenny Williams said, he was like, he told him to dial it back, you know, more than 50%. He was like, even more than 50% is a little too much.
Yeah.
And look, I know it's professional baseball, but how many freaking jobs out there just let you bring your kid every day to work?
Yeah,
you can't do that.
In the clubhouse where, you know, a lot of them are allowed to, you know, a lot of drinking stuff in
the
clubhouse.
You're drinking, you're swearing, you're cursing up a storm.
Yeah, come now on. I would have to hear like, I would need to hear his side of the story as to why. Now, I said, I guess the team he played for previously.
The Washington Nationals.
Yeah, he could do that. He was able to do that, too.
And Bryce Harper, you know, had his back and all that. So
yeah, I just want to know, like, specifically why did he need to bring his – I mean, if it's like, yo, I have no – it's just me and I have no place to take him. Or, you know, my kid has some, you know, disabilities and he needs to be around. I need to be like, why do you bring your kid? Or he came in like, well, I love hanging out with my son. So do I. But
and
I got it, you know.
And that's my thing. Right, I'm like,
sometimes work is work.
Exactly.
You know, but if you laid it out the reason why he needs to be here and it's a legit reason and the team says, okay, you know, not like let me ask the player. And you know what? For this thing, I would want I know that all people get sensitive and all, but look, somebody would be like, I would need to know if I'm a player. If I'm not told why your kid's here all the time, I'd be like, bruh, like either I'd ask the manager or just something like, hey man, why is his son here all the damn time? Like this is, And they, but then Corn and they were like, it wasn't ever brought up, none of the coaches and all that.
And so, I'm sure they did it out of respect, because you don't want to just tell a dude, you know, you don't need to bring your son here.
But I would go.
At the same time, I'm sure some of them dudes in the clubhouse were like, this is starting to get a little annoying.
Yeah.
To have him in here every fucking day. I'm tired of seeing this kid.
Even if he said the kid's a good kid, and they said he's like a mask. And I'm like, that's fine. I'm sure if he was a bad kid, well, then
it'd be. Remember when, Dusty Baker used to bring his kid, but it wasn't every day.
Yeah. It's just like, you got work to do. And it's like somebody, you ain't watching your kid the whole damn time, because you got stuff to do.
You
got to
go up to bat at some point.
Yeah,
so who going to watch him? Me? Am I babysitting?
Yeah, it's just,
fuck out of
here. I don't know. So that was a little strange to me.
Like I said, they better fix this, or I'll be riding and dying with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, I know.
Or I'll have to switch to the Cubs. Do I need to switch to the Cubs?
Yeah, but I mean, hey, man, Adam LaRoche, he's like, hey, it's Adam LaRoche. I know, he just.
Should I become
this is some bullshit.
Should I become a Dodger fan? All them Dodger fans be like, you ain't loyal.
You jumping on the bandwagon now that they win.
God, here we go. You know what? I don't want to join y'all. I'm going to find the sorriest team in baseball to jump on that bandwagon. So y'all can't say I picked the winner just because. I picked the loser. Who turned into the winner.
Rolling with the Reinsdorf.
That's right.
And my other one is going out to just all these blowouts that happened on last Monday. I mean, damn. I mean, first you had I'm trying to think which one was the worst one. Well, Oklahoma beat Portland 128-84. It's like, ah, damn. Memphis, who is, you know, missing a lot of dudes. They got their ass whooped by Houston, 130-81. Like, ah, shit. The one that was shocking, though, was Detroit playing a team who is fighting for a playoff spot with them. And what they decided to do? Do nothing. Let Washington beat them 124-81. I was like, damn, all these three teams by like 40-some points? God damn.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I mean, damn. Like, wow. I was like, okay.
Man.
Like, let's just And Memphis, I mean, 40, not like then. Then they get the apple by 50 earlier in the season?
Yep.
Went ahead by Golden State. All right. But they're in the playoffs, and they're going to make it life crappy for L.A. Clippers. So.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all I got.
All right. So for my what the fucks, first one is going to Mateen Cleaves.
Man, Mateen Cleaves.
Has been charged with sexual assault.
Oh, my God.
Yep. He has been charged with unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to commit a criminal sexual penetration, second degree criminal sexual conduct, and two counts of third degree criminal sexual conduct. Apparently, says Cleaves and a group went to a local bar after a golf outing to have drinks at 1 a.m. Group left the bar. Said the woman left with Cleaves in his car, thinking they were going to go back to the golf club. He then took her to a motel where he reportedly held her against her will and sexually assaulted the woman.
What in the hell?
So I have no idea. I mean, I remember he was working with like CBS and stuff like that for a while, but I haven't heard about him in a while. But damn, yeah, that's just sad news. Jeez. Very, very sad news.
Move this man!
Very much so. And you're going to have to play that again for this gentleman.
Oh, shit.
Look, I know we say we believe in Elway. He can't get it right 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Monty Ball, fuck me. I mean, you talk about a dude who went from having really – what is it about these dudes who are handed the starting freaking jobs and then fall apart? Monty Ball is facing new domestic violence charges.
Oh my God.
After being charged, I think, I want to say back in December, something like that. So he was charged for an incident that happened back in 2014. In February, he was arrested following an incident in which he allegedly pushed his girlfriend into a table. The most recent charges date back to 2014. And he is facing felony counts of substantial battery and strangulation and suffocation.
God damn.
He is also charged with two counts of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. This is just a sad situation. According to regarding the February incident, he's charged with battery and disorderly conduct. Alleged victim told the police ball threw her across the room at a Hampton hotel room, suffered a cut on her leg when she hit a table. I mean, look at this. This dude was selected in the second round of the 2013 draft. That was 3 years ago.
Damn.
I mean, and it's very telling. To me, it says something when you are a high pick like that and a team gives up on you in 2 years.
Yeah.
When the Broncos waived him, that raised my eyebrow a little bit because I was like, what the? He was supposed to be like the heir apparent.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the dude. And then now you kind of see why they let some of these dudes go. Yeah. Very similar to when Jerry Jones let go of Joseph Randle.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes it goes deeper than football.
Yeah.
This man needs help. And possibly maybe they saw the same thing with Monty Ball because I didn't think he seemed like a really good dude. And I didn't think he had all this in him. But apparently you never know with certain people.
Yeah.
Killing me, Smalls.
I'm just saying, man. Like, geez. And last but not least, I'll end it a little bit more refreshing note. But again, John Elway, we can't get it right 100% of the time.
Okay.
Malik Jackson. He pissed me. He's getting on my nerves. Because first he came out, I said on the last episode, talking all that smack about, well, John Elway could have kept me, Brock, and Danny Trevathan for like next to nothing. Now he want to come out and talk about, well, you know, it's all about the money. Make up your mind. So he comes out and says, you definitely have some guys talk to you to say, I took this pay cut to stay here and I did this here to stay here. It's one of those things where I think we all have different priorities. My priority is to take care of my daughter and my family. I came into the league by myself and I leave by myself, which I respect.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I love the Broncos for helping me out, but it's a business and that's how I feel about it. I think a lot of guys say, stay here. We can do this. We can do that. My mindset is to take care of my family and go out here and help teams get better. Where's that damn comment he made, though? Oh, here it is. It's all written out and you earned it. But at the same time, you have to go out there and earn it. They don't give you $90 million today. It's not like basketball where I can get it all guaranteed. I still have to go out there. You still have to play. I still have to go earn it all. It's 6 years, $42, $45 million guaranteed. I want 90 of it. I want all 90, so I have 6 years to go out there and earn it. Now, granted, I respect the man for saying he got to go out there and earn his money. Mm-hmm. But don't come at me with that, well, I could have signed for less. Shut the fuck up. You knew you was trying to chase the dollars. So if that's the case, come out and say this. Just don't keep miss me with the BS, man. Miss me with the BS. So thank you for your honesty. I do appreciate that. But what the fuck on your previous comments talking about? Well, they could have just kept us for peanuts. Shut up. Shut up. No young NFL player in a prime is signing for peanuts. Nobody. So don't miss me with that crap. But, you know, there it is. What the fuck?
Give you $20 for that lead. Take it, fool. Turn down that good money.
Can't turn it down.
That boomerang.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that shit. Garbage.
But I'll give it to you. I know you want to say it.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Correctamundo, sir. That is how I felt. You should have just signed your money, signed your contract, keep your mouth shut, and go play in Jacksonville. Like I said, we saw how Julius Thomas went down there. How did that turn out for him? Thank you, sir. So we'll see. We shall see. We'll see what happens if y'all 5-11. See how much mess you talking about
look,
then.
Yeah, we said all the time, look, you got your ring.
Got your part paper.
One of the greatest defenses ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they offered you the money. He wasn't like, well, not. I don't want you to take it. Just like, if you want the money, then.
And I wasn't mad at him. Don't come out here with all that talking, make it sound like, well, they could have signed us for cheaper. Get out of here with that. I hate when dudes do that.
Yeah.
They could have signed me for less. Then you would have came for less.
Right.
Don't say that crap.
You ain't taking the hometown.
Exactly.
You're getting all the money you can get.
I hate when people say that. I would have took less to stay. No, you wouldn't have, because then you would have done it.
Right.
God. But that's all. Yeah, that's it. That just pissed
Stop
me
it.
Off.
Stop it. I can't
chill,
take it
man.
Anymore.
Chill, man.
Yeah, just if you going to chase the money, just chase the money.
Yeah.
Don't sit here and try to try to, don't try to butter up everybody by like, look, you know, I would have stayed if they had offered me just a little bit less, but
we know the business up. You in. Dude.
We know.
Yeah, if somebody offers you a gang of money more and you take it, nobody's like, I wonder why would he leave? And they're like, oh.
It's the same in basketball. Like, people shit their sales when David West took that veteran minimum. They were like, what? He left 12 mil on the table?
Yeah, but then, you know, I totally expect him to sign somewhere else next season.
Yeah, for probably like $6 to $7 million a year.
Make some of that money back.
Exactly. And you see he's in.
Joe Johnson took, I'm like, nigga, they offered him $20 million. You know, you see them guys, oh, well, this team, he got to sign with this team for a little less than one. I'm like, oh, well, I mean, look. People crapped on Carmelo Anthony.
Yep.
I still think he wanted to stay, but everybody's like, you didn't turn down that money, though. I'm like, was you going to turn down that money?
And you can pull that Gilbert Arenas. Well, I took less. they offered you 120. I took 115. Get the fuck.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, that's funny. So, yeah, on that note, once again, we want to thank you for checking out the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Absolutely.
Brought to you by the Black Hits Network.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you guys are checking out the other shows on the network. The break, we just finished up a nice little three-part on the Black Lives Matter
movement. And it was awesome. Yeah, it was good.
Getting heated.
Oh, that was getting deep.
Yeah, but make sure you guys check that out. It's not that long. It was breaking up about a half hour. I think the third one's a little bit longer. But
it's good.
Yeah, it was a good one as well. Of course, you know, we got Turn My Headphones Up and The Jam coming to you guys shortly. Reach out to us. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, anywhere you listen to podcasts. We got y'all covered. Whether you got an Android or iPhone, you can find us all over the place. Please leave us some reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We do read those as well. Shout out to everybody who's left them so far. You can get at us directly via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, on Twitter @brotherslehman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219. And you can check us out at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all. Had to do my 5 minutes with Grandpa first. I want to make sure for those of y'all who don't necessarily listen to the entire show, I want to make sure y'all heard how much I do appreciate, and we do appreciate all the feedback and everything y'all do provide us. If you did enjoy the show, please, you know, leave some reviews. Leave us some 5-star reviews. It is very much appreciated. Or leave a review, whatever your heart's content. 1 to 5, doesn't matter. Whatever makes you feel good about yourself.
Preferably not the 1.
Of course. I mean, of course.
Right.
You know.
I had to say that.
But for all the longtime listeners, we definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for just taking the time out to just check us out and see what we bout up in here in the happy hour. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. We got today. Tell your elephants. You know what? Tell your barracudas. Tell your sharks. Tell your Cheerios. Tell your Lucky Charms. Tell your Frosted Flakes. Tell Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all. Holla.
Water now, pal, don't foul out, pal, pow, pow, down south, ow, now, brown cow, loud mouth, shout, shout, had to knock him out, child, bail him out now, just put it on my loud account, Steve Riff needs this, never will I back down, sleep this, breathe this, never wear me out, clown, read lips, she licks, try to pull my trousers down, weed lit, need clips playing in the background, how, I don't get it, should've got him out already, little Greg Maddox mixed in with Roy Holiday, underlay, arriba, arriba, Ash Roth coming through your speakers, yippee-yi-yi-ya, about time he read up, I was in the out crowd playing with some D-cups, ah nah, G-shucks, didn't mean to keep ya, they just need a little TLC every 3 months, so it's like, me and Chuck, we made this in the kitchen, I'm not bullshit, we really made this in the kitchen, put the mic up, MPC on the table, wrote a couple rhymes, so check what I'm saying, me and Chuck, we made this in the kitchen, I'm not bullshit, we really made this in the kitchen, put the mic
mic up, MPC on the tape. Wrote a couple rhymes, so beat what I'm saying. Yeah. Now I got my feet up without any sneakers, but if I did, they'd probably be some beat chucks. Beat chuck, beats up, beats up the knees buck. Bass be mean, make you lean like the Pisa. Meet the Grim Reaper, killing them in FIFA. Kick it in the backyard, sip a margarita. Eat the dark meat, pepper on the paprika. Could've kept East, but I had to see the sea, cause 5-0 knows freedom. Kiddo, don't be dumb. Me won't leave, 215 in my green blood. Need bud, please only live once. Read a couple books while I'm soaking up the heat, son. We've only begun, begun's a begun. Speak on, you sheep, the Dos Equis Iman. Recon in Sweden, la villa rapion. Get up out of bed, turn my chi on. Me and Chuck, we made this in the kitchen. I'm not bullshit, we really made this in the kitchen. Hook the mic up, MPC on the table. Wrote a couple rhymes, so check what I'm saying. Me and Chuck, we made this in the kitchen. I'm not bullshit, we really made this in the kitchen. Hook the mic up, MPC on the table. Wrote a couple rhymes, so beat what I'm saying.